Taxi cab companies in Salt Lake City have quietly operated mostly unregulated since November. That's led to reports of price gouging and taxi companies losing drivers who want to go work for themselves. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Traditional cab companies are no longer required to provide 24/7 service, make accommodations for people with disabilities, or charge a set fee. David Everett is Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker's chief of staff. He says complaints from people who are paying more for their cab rides have already trickled in.
We've really been trying to get the word out to people at the airport and throughout the city. Hey, if you're experiencing an unsatisfactory situation with regard to either the price or the experience, we need to know that. So we really want to track that closely to see if indeed there is a more systemic problem.
Everett says Salt Lake City still requires ground transportation providers to have a background check and a business license, which the city polices with secret shoppers and spot checks. Yellow cab owner Mark Hatch says he's lost a quarter of his fleet as drivers go to work for themselves, oftentimes driving unmarked yellow cab cars, which drivers legally own. Hatch says his drivers are operating as usual and charging the same fees, but he can't say the same about those who left the fleet.
We're hoping that the state is going to recognize the value of having a well-organized, economical transportation company that they can regulate and control, rather than have this thing out of control.
Salt Lake City eased its ground transportation rules in November to legalize ride-sharing companies like Lyft and Uber, just as its contracts with existing cab companies like Yellow Cab expired. Whitney Evans, KUER News.